We called it the Ticking Tomb. It was way back in the woods along White Clay Creek, just over the Pennsylvania line from the town where I grew up. If you drove along the creek road till it turned into a dirt track, then followed the dirt track, you'd come out at a wooded hollow. In the hollow stood an old stone church. In the churchyard, among headstones dated before the Revolutionary War, was a path. The path led away from the rows of headstones to a lonely corner occupied by three sepulchres, horizontal marble grave boxes. The epitaphs were illegible, smoothed by rain and time. The one in the middle was called the Ticking Tomb. It had been called that ever since anybody could remember, because if you leaned down close to the slick marble slab, you could hear it, clear as a clock. Tick, tick, tick. It was a favorite place to go parking with a date. You'd bounce your car along the dirt road, pull into the clearing, and sweep your headlights across the rows of tombstones, shining like teeth. Then kill the lights and motor, and listen to the racket of crickets and cicadas, and, if your timing was just right, the blood-curdling cry of a screech owl. Your date would snuggle closer and closer for safety. She'd lock the doors. To make things even spookier, the only house in the clearing was an ancient frame shack across from the church. Though the house was supposed to be deserted, an old man was sometimes reported prowling around. Some claimed to have seen him sitting on the rickety porch, shotgun across his knees, keeping watch over the graveyard. If there was a nickel's worth of moonlight and you were really brave, you'd lead your date by the hand through the iron gate, up the worn path, through the graveyard to the far end, to the Ticking Tomb itself. You'd put your fingers to your lips for silence. Then ever so slowly you'd lean down and listen. Tick, tick, tick. You'd always hear it. Sitting on the slab, you'd tell her the tale of the Ticking Tomb. There was once a fellow, you'd say, a tinsmith, lived way back in Revolutionary times, fell in love with a young woman. They were going to be married, but the young woman's father objected to the marriage. He didn't want his only daughter marrying a lowly tinsmith, so he arranged for bandits to kill her suitor. He was buried in the sepulchre, the very one we're sitting on right now, you'd say. But they made a mistake. They buried him with his hammer. And ever since, he's been chipping his way out. The legend says that once he gets out, he'll take his vengeance on the first person he sees. At that, of course, you'd find yourself running out of the graveyard after her. Actually, the legend was pretty murky. Sometimes it gave the young man a name, other times not. Sometimes he was a carpenter or a stonemason, but always he had a hammer. It was a delicious ghost story. The man with the shotgun, we came to believe, was the father of the lost bride-to-be, waiting for the young suitor to come back from the tomb. Skeptics always claimed that the ticking was really just the sound of water dripping onto the limestone inside the sepulchre. And now that I've grown up beyond the need to tell creepy stories to get a woman's undivided attention, I have inclined to be skeptical myself. Some years ago, I visited that old clearing in the woods again. The country church, the overgrown churchyard full of ancient headstones. I climbed up the path to the line of three sepulchres. I leaned down close to the one in the middle. I held my breath and listened. But the tomb was no longer ticking.